Welcome to Innovation Hub. I'm Kara Miller. Piles and piles and piles of paper get amassed between the moment you walk into kindergarten and the day you get that college diploma. But if you ask most people what they wrote their junior history paper on or whether 20 worksheets on quadratic equations did them any good, they may not have much of an answer for you. So maybe all that work was for nothing. Jim Davies thinks college assignments often are, and he offers up a different vision. Students could produce work that actually contributes to their field or to society. Jim Davies is an associate professor at Carleton University's Institute of Cognitive Science. Jim, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much.
So, yeah, I have to say, and start out with this, I used to be a teacher, and I've actually kept some of my old, you know, student papers, the ones that were really good. And I find when I go through old stuff to kind of clean out the closet and stuff, it's very hard to throw away good work. But you make this argument that the assignments that we give in school often waste students' time.
Right. So it's not a waste of time in the sense that they're being poorly educated. I'm assuming that the assignments that people get educate the students, right? It's more that there's a wasted opportunity. I like to make an analogy with a baking class. Let's say you teach a baking class, and for their final project, they have to make a big, delicious cake. And you grade them on the cake, and then everyone's required to throw the cakes in the garbage. Right? So the cake that they made for their final project wasn't a waste in the sense that they learned something making it, and it was important for the evaluation,
right.
But it was a waste in the sense that those cakes could have been eaten. They could have been put to better use. So what I see as a waste is that we have a lot of very bright, very competent students, particularly at the university level, who do an enormous amount of work, thousands and thousands of hours of work on assignments, and these assignments could be used for something.
So then how do you get to the cake-eating portion of things where they can actually enjoy the things that they've created or feel like, wow, this had a use?
Yeah. So that's where it takes a little bit of creativity, but I've been spending the last 8 years or so trying to come up with ways to do it. Like writing summaries of papers. This is something that happens in high school and happens in college. People will be given a paper and they're told to summarize the paper. But usually, all the students in the class get the same paper, usually the same paper that students have been getting for years, right? So nobody really cares about these summaries. It's already been done. What
right.
I require my students to do is they have to write summaries of papers that have never been summarized before. They have to find a new paper. And then when they submit it, I grade it. And then I have a website where I put up these summaries of papers in my field so that people can read them. This way, the student can pick a paper they want to read. They learn some cutting-edge stuff, and they're a little bit more motivated, I would hope, because they're doing something that people might read online, and also it's something that has never been done before.
Now, let me question that a little bit, because if you have everybody summarizing, peer-reviewed scientific papers that have been
mm-hmm.
published,
right,
and then somebody reads their summary and thinks, well, this is helpful. Now I have a sense of what that paper is about with having to actually read the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it possible that, A, the person who summarized it, the student, doesn't really understand science that well yet? Like, they're still learning. Their summary just isn't that good. Or, B, they didn't care that much. They went to a party the night before that assignment was due. They kind of slapped something together. But it's not something you'd want to rely on as an accurate summary of that paper.
Right. So I'm pretty lucky. My students have been really good. And, you know, for the most part, the summaries have been very good. And you can usually tell just by reading the summary whether it's a decent summary of the paper. But if it's a badly written summary and somehow somebody else reads it, I would think that the person reading it might get an idea that this person maybe wasn't catching everything. Certainly quality control is an issue with this kind of thing, and you want to put these up. Some of my students asked to have a note, you know, next to their byline saying, I was an undergrad when I wrote this. Please forgive me if I get anything wrong.
Okay, so tell me other things that you've done or
okay,
other
sure.
ways you think people could do sort of constructive work rather than,
right.
as you say, wasted work in college.
Yeah. So those summaries are helping out the research community in my field, which is cognitive science. But then I also made some interventions that will help the students help future students in the same class. So one thing I did was I had students make flashcards for the class. So I would assign students, each student had to pick a lecture and they had to make a deck of flashcards to cover the material for that lecture. And after doing this for only a year, all of my classes had flashcards online associated with them. And now for my future classes, in the syllabus, I just say, if you want to study with the flashcards that previous students have made, here they are, and the students can access them.
Now, do you feel like your approaches are mostly applicable to students taking science classes?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Let's take something that seems very unsciencey, like I don't know, like website design or okay. social work, right? You might try to find some work that the community needs, right? Maybe there's a nonprofit organization in your community that needs a website overhaul, or maybe they need some, you know, software written, or in social work, maybe you can find a customer. So what I don't want is people to just think, oh, that wouldn't work in my field without sitting down and actually trying to think of something, because they're not always obvious, but some of these things do take a little bit of creativity to come up with manageable student-sized projects that they can do without a lot of background and this kind of thing. But things like summaries and flashcards, they can be done with any class.
Well, when you talk about designing a website, let's say for a local mm-hmm. business that needs a website designed for them, and mm-hmm. you know that's what you're trying to learn that semester, I can see the fit there. But let's talk about something else like English. Do you say mm-hmm. to students in English classes, well, you know, don't write about Shakespeare or Dickens, because what can you possibly add to what thousands of professional scholars, right, have said about Shakespeare and Dickens? I mean, it seems like there might be areas where it's hard to come up with something that in some way isn't, you know,
yes,
wasted.
Yes, I agree. Right? I agree. And I think mathematics and physics are even better examples, because there's nothing in a first-year undergrad can do that's new in physics. I mean, or even mathematics, right? There's just so much to learn. So doing new research is going to be hard. However, they can make flashcards. They can make simulations. They can do things that'll help the educational environment, even if they can't directly contribute to research.
Is your experience that giving students sort of a hand in designing their own homework or thinking mm-hmm. about new ways that they can use what they've learned, that increases their interest?
So I think it works for some of them, and it just doesn't work so well for others. Some of them, a lot of students are in a good university because they are very good at the way education is typically done, right? They don't want you to mess with that. You know, we talk about innovations in education, but a lot of the resistance you might get from it is actually from the students themselves. They want to test. They don't want you to do something that they're not used to. But, you know, very interested students who really want to go on with this field and they want to develop their own creativity and develop a portfolio and have things for their resume, these are the students who get very excited about this kind of thing. But I do have to admit that there are some students who say things like, well, why am I doing his work for him? And, you know, and they'd actually rather do some canned exercise that's been done a million times and just get the grade.
How do you think professors are responding or will respond to trying totally new approaches to assignments and homework?
I think it's some of them are taking it on, and for others there is an initial investment, or at least a perceived initial investment, that they might not be willing to do. Understand that most professors, they tend to design a class, or you know, they don't change much from year to year. Right. So,
right. This would be like a major overhaul in how they teach or thinking about.
Well, be a major overhaul in the assignment.
Yeah.
Redesigning the assignments and prepping the course in a slightly different way. And, you know, I think some of them just don't, you know, they're very busy people and some of them just don't find the time to do it. But many people I talk to like the idea, even if they can't, you know, get themselves to actually implement some of the ideas.
Jim Davies is a cognitive scientist. He's the author of the article, Education is a Waste of Effort, but it doesn't have to be. We will link to it on our website, innovationhub.org. Jim, thank you very much.
Great talking to you.
I don't know.